2 Chronicles chapter 10. Rehoboam, that's the son of Solomon, went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. When Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard of it, for he was in Egypt, where he'd fled from the presence of King Solomon, then Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. In other words, he also wanted to be the king. They sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel came, and they spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make lighter the heavy service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we'll serve you." So Solomon had actually abused the people. He got so obsessed with building his cities and building this, that, and the other, as he says in Ecclesiastes, that he unfortunately only did so because he had thousands of people cutting stone and he had taskmasters over them, and he was taxing the people of Israel to fund all the things he wanted to do. I mean, he had 1,000 women, he had wives and concubines, like 1,000 of them. You can imagine how much it cost to look after them, and children he must have had by them, and so on. And he only could do that by making the people pay heavy taxes. So they come and complain, now that he's dead, to Rehoboam. And he says, "Well, come again to me after 3 days. That's a good thing. Sometimes people want you to make a decision. And they say, "Come on, what do you think about this? Do this." And they always want a yes or no immediately. And it's no sign of weakness to say, "Give me time. I want to pray about it. Give me time and I'll think about it." So Rehoboam took advice. Well, this is a good idea to take advice with the old men who had stood before Solomon his father while he still lived, saying, "What advice do you give me to return answer to this people?" They spoke to him, saying, "If you're kind to this people and please them and speak good to them, then they'll be your servants forever." But he forsook the advice of the old men which they had given him and took advice with the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. Well, it is good to seek advice, but the problem is you can end up just taking the advice that you naturally would like to be true, and that's what Solomon does, I'm afraid. He says to them, to the young men, "What advice do you give to these people who've said, 'Make the yoke that your father put on us lighter'?" The young men who'd grown up with him said to him, "You should tell the people who spoke to you, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but make it lighter.' Thus shall you say to them, 'My little finger will be thicker than my father's waist. Whereas my father burdened you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father whipped you with whips, but I will whip you with scorpions.'" So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day as the king asked. And the king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the advice of the old men and spoke to them after the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father whipped you with whips, but I'll whip you with scorpions." So it's, particularly when you're younger, it's sort of attractive to want to be tough and to think that being tough and rough with people is the way, but it's not the way of wisdom.
It's not good to whip people with scorpions. Of course, the scorpions will bite them when you're whipping them.
That's right. But I don't know whether he meant it literally. I think he's saying, "Well, if my father whipped you with whips, I'm going to use scorpions." So he was pretty awful, really, in his attitude. So the king didn't listen to the people, for it was brought about of God that Yahweh might establish his word which he spoke by Ahijah to Jeroboam. That is, when God had said he was going to make Jeroboam the king and he was going to divide the kingdom of Israel into two. So this thing was of God. And that's often said, it's said fairly often in the Bible. And sometimes things happen that you have to say, well, that was of God. Sometimes people may do something that's really stupid, that's really dumb, that's really against all the best advice. And you think, I wonder why they did that. And there is a higher hand at work. And I think there was the higher hand of God at work here, because it was his intention to divide Israel as a punishment into the 10 tribes of Israel and the 2 tribes of Judah. So when all Israel saw that the king didn't listen to them, the people said to the king, "What portion have we in David? Neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, Israel. Now see to your own house, David. So all Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel, who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was over the men subject to forced labor. But the children of Israel stoned him to death with stones. King Rehoboam had to make speed himself to get up into his chariot and flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. So there was this division of the kingdom. The 10 tribes went with Jeroboam, who was a bad man, and the 2.5 tribes, that's mainly Judah and Benjamin, they went with Rehoboam. So this was the division of the people. And later on in the prophets, God says that this was the worst thing that ever happened to Israel. And yet he did it, as Ahijah the prophet had said he was going to do it, as a punishment. So division between people is a punishment from God. When relationships break up, that may be a punishment. When a church divides, for example, I often think that's God's judgment upon that church. And yet people divide because they want to divide. So it's as if they bring about their own judgment. That's why division between brothers and families should never, ever be done. Although it happens and we may be victims of it, we must never be responsible. God really hates it. And as I say, it's a sign that you're really living out your own condemnation from God by doing that.